This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. We're joined by Hidden Killers contributor Jennifer Coffendaffer and former FBI special agent talking about what was, I hate to say it like this, but the flavor of the day about a week and a half ago, the Rudy Farias story. And it is a heartbreaking one at that, but extremely confusing when you take a step back and you look at what everybody has said from every different perspective. You have the Houston PD coming out and telling their side of it. You had Quinnell X, who claimed to be an advocate for Rudy. And then you actually had Rudy himself coming out and talking to Fox 26 in Houston and kind of contradicting almost everything. It's out there. And there certainly needs to be some investigating done into the mother of what exactly happened here, and probably into Rudy himself to see how comfortable he is in the scheming that his mother has been doing for many, many years. Jennifer Coffendaffer, what are your thoughts on this very bizarre situation?
I think it's going to be very difficult to make sense of it from the standpoint of what all really went on behind those closed doors. Because at the end of the day, people are saying statements that really serve them, mm-hmm. You know, self-serving statements, statements that, you know, either they're embarrassed about their actions, it's nebulous, it's sort of ambiguous as to what really happened. And I think what we're going to see, though, is fraud charges against the mom, mm-hmm. because I think those are clear cut with all the GoFundMes and other fundraising activities. Was that money used to find him? No, because mm-hmm. he was never gone. So I think that's a pretty easy fraud charge to make. I think there'll be multiple. That's what I see as an investigator, what I would be looking to the DA to prove, because I think it's there. And was he responsible? Was he part of the fraud? We shall see. Mm-hmm. You know, what did he gain? I'm looking at, you know, at a 27, 28 year old man who I don't even know if he graduated from high school. I'm not sure that that's even clear. He hasn't had a job, doesn't have a house and a family and work and a car and contribute. I mean, it clearly seems to me like he, for whatever reason, was completely deprived of a normal childhood upbringing to prepare him to be a man.
Do you have a chance to hear the interview that he gave, I believe it was Fox 26 in Houston?
I haven't heard that. No, I haven't. Please enlighten me.
It is worth watching. I was very surprised by what I heard and what I saw. And it makes me even more confused on this. He very much presented himself as a very well-educated young man, very much aware of the situation that he had been in. When asked questions of, well, why did your mom say you were missing for all these years? He then goes to a lot of stories of, well, I don't know. I really don't remember. He very, very quickly jumps to, it's a lot like Stockholm syndrome and brainwashing and this and that. And he's saying all this less than a week after being found. These are usually revelations and moments of clarity that come months, years, lifetimes after someone has been through what he's accusing or others have said he went through with his mom. I was very surprised by the amount of awareness that he seems to have. And I'm happy for him. That's healthy. That's good. He wasn't this blob that's sitting there that doesn't know how to speak. He seemed very much with it, but also in other times talking about very bizarre things as about colors on the wall, about colors in media, about colors anywhere you go and what they mean and how they're trying to brainwash you. That part was rather disturbing and bizarre as well.
Wow.
But I was surprised by his level of awareness, which made me start to wonder much more seriously of, is he involved somehow with his mother in some sort of scheme and maybe a victim at the same time?
Right. While I did not see that, I have read a lot of the excerpts mm-hmm. from what he has been saying in various interviews and to various individuals. And certainly we have gone from somebody who is quote unquote nonverbal to somebody who is clearly verbal and clearly cognitive and clearly had access to the internet per his own claims. And it's that's why I was saying it's to me so cloudy because there's so many self-serving statements that are given because they don't want to be embarrassed. So I don't know if we're ever going to get Rudy Farias to say the truth, if we're ever going to get his mother to say the truth. I think that's a complete no-go. And then you have almost no one else that was a neutral party that was, you know, deeply involved in their lives on a daily basis. And so I don't know if we'll ever know exactly what went on.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.